Okay, so we saw yesterday the Shloach Kodesh on the Zeh Kelim and Beilu Kei Aviv Arayim Emeinu, that if the relationship that Rebbe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a personal, real, original, individual relationship, as Chaseh is lacking in my whole Chochmas Achaim, in my whole Simchas Achaim, my whole attitude is wrong. And you understand this, even if you don't understand intelligently, then at least intuitively you understand that if you know something's real, then it has an impact on you. If you know that behind that door is a pit bull terrier that hasn't eaten for a week, so when you open the door you get scared. But if you don't know it, it's just some kind of abstract perhapses or whatever, then you don't get so scared when you open the door. I mean, that's simple, right? Okay. Pay test. Rak dover makari matzmiach. Only an original thing can... is that where we're up to?
First question.
So what's that? I just want to know where we are, because otherwise I get disorientated. Yeah, we're up to there. Okay, yeah.
But how does one come to Yudiyah Hashem? Rambam, he tells us how to get the Habat Hashem, Yerush Hashem.
Learning Torah. There is no other way. There is no other way. You have to learn Torah, and you have to learn Torah properly, and you have to learn it for Eon. And you have to be lasik, learning Torah, you know what, there's not even learning Torah. You have to be lasik the Torah. You have to think deeply on Torah concepts. There's no other way. There is no other way.
And then what do you mean, then it's Memela comes?
The Chinuch and the Rambam says Behechrach. The Rambam says Miyad, which in the Rambam doesn't mean immediately, it means Behechrach. And the Chinuch says Mefurish Behechrach. It's an imperative, it has to come. Person learning Torah will come to your deals and understanding Hashem. You have to be learning Torah though. It requires Torah with Musa, with the whole learning properly. But yeah, there's no other way. Okay, so he brings in this year what I mentioned yesterday. I don't know if I did it in the shir, I did it afterwards. The synthetic potato. Rav Wasserman's moshul. But tan laz ben amchish es advarim nitol dugma ham amchish rayon ze. ורצות הברית המציאו תפוח אדמה סינתטי שטיימה וריחה שווה מתפוח אדמה קוירי. In America they invented a synthetic potato that does and tastes and smells and can be prepared and cooked like a normal potato. Well, I'm soft, soft, synthetic, but then that's a synthetic potato. נשאל את השאלה. So let's ask. היכן ניקה ההבדל ביניהם? Where do you see the difference? You smell it, you taste it, you look at it, you eat it, it's all 100% the same. So where's the difference? Synthetic potatoes do not produce more potatoes. Real potatoes, if you have one molecule of a real potato, you can grow more potatoes. It's all you need. If you want potatoes, you need one piece of a potato. Slice of a bit of potato, stick it in the ground, doven very hard, more potatoes will grow. I've tried that. We didn't grow too many potatoes. We grew a lot of potato bushes, but the potatoes are about that size, you know. Okay, so you got to fertilize and whatever. But the muscle is the muscle, yeah. With a synthetic potato, you won't get anything. It won't grow. Kach kama im pad vayim binyanik. The kodesh baruch hu inyan shnei mekorim. Hashem wants our relationship with Him to be real. Mashpim u'makrinin es ruchonaseinu avnei beseinu val yeladeinu. It's got to radiate out. It's got to be like a radiation. It's got to go in the people we meet. Our originality, our relationship with Hashem has to be so real that it radiates into other people around us. That, by the way, is the ikachiv of kiruv. The ikachiv of kiruv is you're the kind of person when people see you, they want to be like you. That's the bottom line. Yaldeinu nichoine b'chayshonim mulim. What's chayshonim? What's chayshonim? No, but people have fallen asleep here and no one's ever said anything, so...
Oh,
sensitive. sensitive. Yeah. They're very, very sensitive. Someone once said that chinuch is like a slanted roof. Rolls off the roof and it goes into your children. That's it. That's what chinuch is. Whatever you do is going to roll off onto them. That's it. Nothing. That's the sort of chinuch. Hey, mafchinin eiti, but kama anu mosharim the kiyum mitzvahs of Torah. They understand how happy and how real we are and how kiyum of Torah and mitzvahs. Umahi mida simchaseinu biyadateinu. And what degree of simcha in our Yiddishkeit we have. Mikan shebekol shenarchiv etzel atzmeinu yesa simcha amitis vepnimiyas barusainu biyadateinu. Vayishemen leichel anchi lebonu v'cheiru yesa Torah mitzvahs. To the degree that we are real and the simcha and generating an original relationship, to that degree we're able to instill it into our children and into our talmidim. To the degree that we're confused and we don't know and we're miserable or whatever, so the children pick that up. That's the kuda number one. So first of all, it's got to be Zek Kaili. When it's Zek Kaili, it's now original and it now has the ability to grow more little Zek Kaili. Well, it's Kalavi, I'm just doing this out of habit, and then it's very hard for anybody else. It's hard for yourself. For yourself, it's terrible. But it's hard for anybody else to want to walk in that path because it doesn't look real. It's lacking in originality, it's lacking in simcha, and it's lacking in a desire to be nice and effort, because there'll never be nice and effort something that's not real. Maybe answer your question a little bit. Not the answer, but it's only one piece to consider. Yiddishkeit needs to be our business. If Judaism is just our religion, that's my religion, I'm a religious Orthodox Jew, then you're just never going to happen. Because I'm everything else, I just happen to have a religion called Judaism. It's like in Israel, you have the state of Israel, it's a secular state. The state religion happens to be Judaism. But that's not our business. We're not. Our business is not Yiddishkeit in this country. Our business is whatever our business is. Judaism just happens to be the religion of the country. So then it's not going to work. Can't work. In some ways, Buddhism is the national religion of Thailand. It's the same thing. You know, Christianity is the national religion of America. Yeah, but that's not the business we're in. The business we're in is bucks. Religion is, you know, every nation needs a sort of spiritual content, so fine, so choose a religion. Just happens, this country chose the religion of Judaism, but it could have been anything else. In fact, Herzl wanted it to be Christianity. Herzl was quite hell-bent on it being Christianity. He didn't want a Jewish state to be built on Jewish spiritual foundations. He wanted it to be built on Christian spiritual foundations. So why am I using this as a marshal? I'm not making a political statement. I'm telling you, that's what our lives look like. I'm whatever I define myself to be. I just happen to be a religious Jew as well. That's not going to work. This has got to be your ASIC. This has got to be how you define yourself. Hakushia Goro Ba'anachl Shmir Satera Mitzvahs Va'avarosa Kurei B'doreinu Lebnei Ador Abo. The real difficulty in taking our Shmir Satera and Mitzvahs and transferring it correctly to the next generation, Neivah Mitoi Chilufi Anisoinus Hamishtonim Chadashim Levakrim, flows from the lots of different upheaval, tumultuous challenges that we're facing all the time. Every day something new is happening. You just work out a way of surviving and then suddenly they change the rules. I think we're living in tumultuous times. Ketzav achidushim vapituim asheltim v'rechov v'mischarev. Also, the new challenges that are coming out onto the street every day. Every day in the street there's something new to drag your kids into the gutter with. And they usually, the prices are going down. If you have a look, the things that the Sotan uses in the world today to get your kids, the prices are getting lower and lower. The amazing thing, in a time where food was going up and up and up, but computers are getting cheaper and cheaper. Broadband connections for free, internet cell phones for free. Mamas, he'll give it to you for nothing. Yeah? Chadoshim levakrim aleinu nitmoided im nisoynus chadoshim. The noicha chuv dezu his moided usaynik kashemod veika kushim itgale v'mav v'bein adoyres. We don't have the tools to deal with all these new aspects, all these new problems, all these new nisoynus. And the ikka problem where you see it manifesting is in transferring your Yiddishkeit to the next generation. Anybody's ever tried knows how hard it is. Not hard, impossible. Kasher hirim adayin amunim al mahalcha hador hakoidim.
When, it's so important to understand this,
where the parents are holding in the tools and the mahalach of the previous generation, and the children are living in a world where the insaneness and the seductions are from the new generation. In other words, I used to be a plumber, and I'm working around with my plumbing tools trying to solve an electrical problem. That's what it looks like. The parents are working in yesterday's world with all the tools necessary to be successful yesterday, and the kids are living today in a world where yesterday's tools don't function. It's really the problem in a nutshell. Mashgiach in a very, very chosh in Yeshiva Gedoyle said a boch in Shir Gimel cannot understand a boch in Shir Aleph anymore. Never mind from parents to children. An 18-year-old can't understand what a 15-year-old is going through anymore, the world's changing so fast. You look at a kid today, and you look at 3 years ago, look what the world looked like, and look what it looked like today. What shaykhs do you have to? And this switches off. Maybe it closes. Lamor Kashim Eilu, Adam Chai Umakrev, Avedis Hashem. Despite all these difficulties, somebody is living with an original, real relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mekiven shekramu zu yiskoy. That's his business. That's his life. You ask him, what do you do? Me, I'm the chosen and I'm the kalav Hashem. I'm Hashem's wife. I'm Hashem's only son. If that's how you define yourself, who you must be satad ishmael eitz of hate lama v'kol enesoynis. He finds ways to overcome all the difficulties. That's the. The difficulties we see are there only for one thing and one thing only. To get us to redefine and reconnect with the Kodesh Baruch. That's what they're there for. So to the degree that we're not withstanding our tests and our nisoinos. So to that degree we have to inspire ourselves to get closer to Hashem. That's what it's about. Agrees me brisk, that's all. The brisker of sipa maises shehitrachesh b'yamei avi v'agrach, that's all. The maise that happened in the times of Reb Chaim. Adam Pliny, Osapula, Mazika, Shagamala, Kilkul, Biyadut. Certain person did a certain thing, a mice or whatever, that caused a Kilkul in his Yiddishkeit and Yiddishkeit generally. I think it's relevant. Okay. Kishisipra Kachla Grach, Nisa, Imi, Mehan, Choychachim, Lad, Dikoy, Bataina. What did you expect from him? One of the people that wanted to sort of make an excuse for this person for what he did. What do you expect? The guy is an idiot. Then a graph vaimer. The oilam the kubal leimer shagam tipesh. In this world, even a fool, when it comes to his business, when it comes to his pocket, he's a clever guy. They're going to be the biggest idiot in the world, but in his business, whatever it is, the rag trade, he's the guy that picks up the cartons, he pushes his trolley with the cardboard boxes or whatever, and then sells them by weight or whatever. I mean, that's the lowest. Even he, when it comes to his business, is a chokhem. L'chein ois adam she'osa shegia kol gedoylo. Says Reb Chaim, the person that did such a terrible thing in his Yiddishkeit, mochach mikach she'adut ani eisek shelo. That's right, that Yiddishkeit's not his business, because in your business you're clever. If you know where the prophet lies, when it comes to prophet, people know how to mister there. You meet people that are the biggest idiots in their lives. You give the guy your money to invest for you. Because business he knows. Ilula Cain, who are you, Chochem boy? Had you not, had this been your business, you'd be a Chochem in this business. Rabbi Yechon Avashayt his beba oifen doyme ma'od esahuv da ha-meyenet shebedinam ha-moyen is loyim din ba'alocha al tainas svuchois v'kashois shoysen yoichol kol ba'adin l'toy al pien mishtana adin. If you go through Baba Kama, you go through Baba Tzir, whatever, you see some of the most complicated, difficult tainas that a ba'al din can make, and on the basis of that the halocha is makayim, right? What would the Ganef have thought? Would he say this? Would he say this? Would he think this? What about Nigu? What about the all the things you go through the processes? You got to be a genius to be a Ganef in the times of the Gemara, yeah. Generally, who's the guy that come before the base in Amaratis? The guy's a businessman, he's a fruit seller, and the fruit seller crossed the road, got involved, or he lent money to this guy, whatever. He's not Talmidei Chachamim flogging. Talmidei Chachamim spent the whole day trying to understand what this Ganef could have thought. So what do you want from the Ganef himself? He's a posher Jew. Vim kein eich yaele bedaitam letoin tainis niflois vamukos kainu. Where does this kind of come to make such kabaldika and moritika times that Rashi has to break his teeth over to understand? That's a powerful kashan, huh? How does this poshut fruit seller that's sitting in Basin make him have to take into account that maybe what he's painting is based on, you know, the choice?
Is that what they do?
The Gemara does it all the time. No. Since he could have tainted this, since he could have tainted this, believe him, because if he was lying, he could have made a better tainter. Who says he could have made a better tainter? The guy's a dumbbell. No, we don't. That's another thing, tainter. Okay, we're not talking about that. You see, if you go through Baba Kama, you go through all the lochas, you go through Gozel, the last two prokim of Baba Kama, you see some of the genius things that a Ganef will come up with. Just Migu, believe him that he's telling the truth, because if he was lying, he could have made a better lie. Who said he could have made a better lie? The guy's whatever. He's a garbage collector. Yeah, and he's in a din trade against the next door's garbage collector, whatever. Come on! How did he come to make these tainus? This is Bionis and Abashat. Ele Mashmash, Shekinogea, Adobel, Adam Atzmoy, when something touches me. When something touches my pocket, who lies to Talmud Chochum, the Toyin Tainus, who floggers with. When this comes to my pocket, when this comes to my, what concerns me, my selfishness, suddenly a guy becomes a big Talmud Chacham. And you see it. Koyach hanegia shel ha'adam. What I'm saying now is the whole of life. With this you've got to get clear. This is why you have to learn Musa, and this is why you have to continually go ask shalas and check for objectivity. We're not objective. Koyach hanegia shel ha'adam. The power of a person's vested interest. It can get a person to go way off, and it can get a person to think brilliant ideas. Because this is my business at stake now. And there's lying here at stake. It's back. There's $50,000 at stake here. A guy becomes a genius because that's his business. In this way, in Kol Yehudi, Yitzchak Asik B'Divrei Torah K'mo B'Asik. That's how a Jew has to go into his Torah business. With the same way that business goes off the business. Torah's got to be your business. V'Elo Negias Chazokas V'Rotzan Az Gen Lima Torah K'yuma. When a person has self-vested interest, even use the Lord Ishmo, strong, powerful Rotzan, Klapa his Torah and Mitzvahs, then he finds answers to all his children's questions. It's his business. What do you do for a living? Yeah, the Torah Jew. How do you define yourself? I'm a prostitute trying to keep Shulchan Aruch. That's my business. I thought you were a lawyer. Yeah, that's the status of my whatever. That's something else. But me, when I ask, who am I? When you're a Shulchan Aruch, that's my business. He finds ways to open their hearts. He finds ways to instill in their hearts. If you'll go and you'll search for Torah like money, and you'll search for it like hidden treasure, then you will find and understand Yiras Hashem, and you will find Das Elokim. But you've got to answer it like you go off to business. You look at the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim uses Mesholim. Most of them, all the Mesholim, the Chofetz Chaim are business Mesholim. Business. Just use the Mesholim for business. You'll come to it yourself. business. When it comes to business, guys, I'm mama's genius. He knows how to avoid the tax man, and he knows this, and he knows this, and he knows how to get this, and he knows how to get an extra 1% by doing this and by putting shit on the scale. And it's the son of Eliyahu with a fisherman. The famous Meister, Eliyahu Navi met this fisherman, and he said, "You want Joseph Matthew?" He said, "Hashem never gave me the." They gave me the kishrenes to learn Torah and to raise secretaries. I said, "What do you do for a living?" I said, "I'm a fisherman." She said, "Where did you get the kishrenes to know how to make nets and to understand tides and to catch fish?" He said, "No, that Akash Bochu gave me." She said, "Ah, Akash Bochu gave the ability to live in this world, but didn't give you the ability to live in the next world." But if Akash Bochu gave you the kishrenes to be a fisherman, then nobody can give you the kishrenes to learn Torah, because he commanded you to learn Torah. So he broke down and he did tshuva, and that's one of the things that says, Yesh Kain Olam B'Shachas. He was one of the ones that got the message. He got the message. Shachas. He was Kain Olam B'Shachas because he woke up, he realized, if I start taking my Yiddish card as seriously as I take all my other Harry cards, my other businesses, maybe it'll look a bit different.